Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Lee Harris, and here are today's top local stories. Deadly fire overnight in Harlem. Samantha Liebman is on the scene on 112th Street. Sam?
And Lee, this two-alarm fire started around 1:30 at a five-story building on Adam Clayton Powell and 112th Street. Video from Citizen App shows several people using the fire escapes to get out, others rescued, according to Deputy Assistant Chief Fred Schaff.
They found a fire in apartment 3 David on the third floor. They were able to get up there, you know, it was a long stretch for the units. They got up there and knocked down the fire. They ended up pulling out 3 critical patients from the floor above.
One of those, a 4-year-old girl, according to police, now critical. One of the 2 others, a 37-year-old woman, died shortly after at St. Luke's. At least 6 others suffering non-life-threatening injuries, including one firefighter. Fire marshals now on the scene investigating as those tenants being kept more warm on this very cold night on an MTA bus. The Red Cross also assisting. Samantha Liebman, 1010 Winds in Harlem.
Governor Hochul will cut the ribbon today on the UBS Arena at Belmont Park, new home of the Islanders. It'll be a concert venue, too. The slogan is, made for music, built for hockey. Tom Naratil is president of the Americas for UBS.
This is a super exciting partnership for us at UBS Arena with the New York Islanders, along with Oakview Group, to really create the premier sports and entertainment venue in the United States. And it's right here. In our hometown of New York.
Well, one of their hometowns. UBS is actually headquartered in Zurich. Nick Costa owns the Offside Tavern inside the UBS Arena. He says it may be fancy and new, but it's still comfortable.
Somehow, don't ask me how, but somehow they've managed to make this giant new arena, whether it be from the low ceilings or the configurations of the seats, it still feels intimate, but first class at the same time.
The Islanders play their first game there tomorrow night against Calgary. Demand for tickets on the secondary market is hot, with prices averaging $305. You may recall that when Bill de Blasio was running for mayor, he said he would get rid of the carriage horses in Central Park on day one of his administration. With the last day of his second and final term about 6 weeks away now, the New York Times reports that work is underway on a plan to replace the horses with what are referred to in emails as show cars. It's not clear from the emails the Times got a hold of what these show cars actually are. A spokesperson for the city council says the council has not received a proposal of this nature from the mayor. 4 boys and 4 girls, ages 8 and 9, were leaning up against a metal fence outside PS 305 in Ridgewood, Queens yesterday when somebody zapped the fence with a taser. The kids all felt a jolt and were taken to Wyckoff Medical Center to be checked out. 2 older kids were spotted firing a taser at the fence, and a 15-year-old was later taken into custody. No word yet on what they're doing with him. Governor Hochul would like people who work in New York City to go back to work in New York City. She says, we need you back at least part of the time. But city public advocate Jumaane Williams, who will be running against Hochul next year, says the governor is overlooking a few things, notably that normal is not a thing anymore.
I think and I trust that it came from a good place, but it really came from a mindset of return to normal. And we've been pushing for a long time that normal, and I think we all know it now, just didn't work for most folks.
Williams tweeted that our job as leaders is to create a new normal that meets New Yorkers where they are. Members of the Assembly Judiciary Committee have started reading the findings of a law firm's investigation into the allegations against former Governor Cuomo, allegations of sexual harassment and undercounting nursing home COVID deaths, among other things. Some of the findings have leaked out, and Cuomo's lawyer, Rita Glavin, wants that investigated.
We sent a letter to the Attorney General, and we have asked the Attorney General to open an investigation into the unlawful disclosure of grand jury information. There is a new executive law statute, section 75, and it requires the Attorney General's office to investigate complaints of law enforcement misconduct.
She's also demanding that the Attorney General recuse herself from a pending investigation into Cuomo's $5 million book deal, saying it's a conflict of interest with Letitia James running for governor and the former governor possibly considering a political comeback. The Mets have a new general manager, and it's the guy we've been talking about, as Mark Rene is here to tell us. Mark?
Yeah, Lee, it's indeed Billy Epler, who reportedly gets a four-year contract. With his first order of business, you have to figure finding a new manager. For the Mets and SNY's Andy Martino figures there is no shortage of candidates.
Joe Espada, who is now the Houston Astros bench coach, worked with Epler in the Yankees organization. There is Buck Showalter and John Farrell, the former big league managers. Brad Ausmus is a guy with some connections to Sandy Alderson, both Dartmouth guys. And Eric Chavez is another one who worked with Epler, both with the Yankees and with the Angels.
Adding they're all guys Epler knows and has expressed interest in before. So the Billy Epler era, hopefully not error, officially begins 12:30 this afternoon when he joins Steve Cohen and Sandy Alderson for his introductory press conference. Mark Rene, 1010 Wins Sports.
We have a partial lunar eclipse going on. It's 97% of the moon going dark, and that's not all, according to astrophysicist Dr. Jackie Faraday at the Museum of Natural History.
There's also a meteor shower going on, so you could double up on your astronomy sky watching, look for the lunar eclipse, and then just keep looking around and see if you can catch any fireballs.
Well, you could if the clouds would clear out a little. This is the longest partial lunar eclipse since the year 1440. If you missed this one, we have a couple of total lunar eclipses coming up next year.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.